I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Working. Working for a living.
It's an interesting discussion, and that's why I wanted to keep the phone and text lines open for another half an hour here. So we'll talk about this right till 11 o'clock. 1-877-332-8255. Youth unemployment in Canada is double the national average of unemployment. So when we're talking youth, we're talking ages 15 to 24. It's at 14.2%. The national average for unemployment is literally half that. Now, if you look at students returning to school, unemployment is actually higher than that. So whether it's kids in high school or those in post-secondary but are returning to school, unemployment rates are get close to 20%. Highest levels we've seen since 2009, if you take out the pandemic years. So what's driving it? This is where I want to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. I had an expert on the program who said, you know, it's a variety of things. He talked about how technology has changed, and a lot of those entry-level jobs tend to be ones that are easy to replace or at least make more efficient with the use of technology. So that's played a factor. He talked about the geopolitical situation, tariffs, trade, making for uncertainty, and companies are maybe scaling back on the hiring or looking for people that are already experienced so that they can hit the ground running. And that fills into the expectation conversation around employers. Foreign workers or new Canadians factors into this for sure. And I'm seeing that come through on the text line. And then there's the conversation about, is it a work ethic issue? Not in all cases, but in some cases, is it that our youngest generation has a different view of work ethic and gaining work experience? 1-877-332-8255. Kevin in Assiniboia said youth unemployment has more to do with education than anything else. They're looking for a high hourly wage and not looking at the monthly income. Someone who wants to work more hours at minimum wage can make more than high pay for a few hours. Let's go to the phone line. 1-877-332-8255. Rick is on the road. Youth unemployment is high. Rick, you have thoughts on why?
Well, I think it's the big box companies trying to stretch their pockets a little further. I know back when I was a teenager, I worked at Walmart, made $13 an hour, worked my tail off, and that was that. Most Walmarts you go to now, you don't see too many high school students anymore. I mean, the fellow that was on before said it could be due to training or job skills, but I mean, it's not hard to flip a burger at McDonald's or pour a cup of coffee at Tim's. So I mean, I think it's just those companies trying to line their pockets with that extra dollar from that program they got there.
So we're talking about incentives for foreign workers, whether it's temporary foreign workers, people that are here on student visas, for example. There are a number of people on the text line that are saying that absolutely is a factor. The number of texts that I've seen on the text line saying if you go into a Tim Hortons, go into, here's one for example, immigration is absolutely part of the reason young kids are not getting jobs. This is a text, no name on it, but it's from Alberta. How many new Canadians manage or work at fast food places? My grandson looked all over for work. Almost all the places he went to, he wasn't able to get a job, but there were new Canadians working there. Tim's, Wendy's, A&W, most gas stations. 1-877-332-8255. Cal and Oxbow saying, you know, I have to agree with your guest comments. So he's talking about Sharif Mahdi, who we had on, a youth employment expert at 10 o'clock. Agree with his comments regarding youth common courtesy and work ethics due to their disconnect after the lockdown. Cal says, my wife went back to teaching this year after leaving in 2017. She definitely sees this phenomenon more pronounced. Many have much too deep a connection with their electronic devices and not with the real world. Having said that, she also says most youth are wonderful people and you just need a little more direction than some generations in the past. Are we doing our part to set our youth up for success? This is a very individual question. I get that. Some parents do a better job of setting those expectations. It can start, literally, it starts in your home, I have to think. Growing up on the farm, not working wasn't an option. And I include working on the farm where you're not getting paid for it. That's just part of the expectation there. Now, I see a text here from Craig in Saskatoon. It says, I'm a business owner. Hiring youth today is a very high risk. Your guest mentions we need to help train our youth. He obviously is not aware of the cost of training employees. It takes years to recover the cost of proper training. It's tough to depend on youth now to complete training, never mind the years it takes to recover the costs. The temporary foreign worker program, new Canadians are a more solid bet on getting the time out of your employee to cover the cost of training. We're doing a huge disservice in high school when we don't make kids adhere to deadlines and repercussions for tardiness. That 100% carries forward to their post-education life. Craig, great points. So the points that even skills like being late, meeting deadlines, responsibility, being part of a team, all of those things may not directly relate to a certain job, but they are life skills that permeate, and gosh, can't we all name coworkers, past or present, in our lives that maybe didn't learn some of those life skills earlier on? 1-877-332-8255. Matt and Melfort, our federal government is failing Canada and the youth of our country with giving away money to other countries. Latest story, money going to youth employment out of Canada. Maybe we need a policy. If you send $1 million out of the country for a cause, $1 million has to be spent here first. 1-877-332-8255. I want to go back to the phone line, a number of people calling in. I'm going to start with Tim in Saskatoon. Youth unemployment. Tim, what are your thoughts?
Hey, first of all, thanks for taking my call, Evan. I think there's a couple things I wanted to point out here. Your caller there that was supposedly, I guess, the expert or whatever on the subject, saying about how some of these jobs are being replaced with technology. I kind of wished you would have called them on that and asked them what jobs, because most entry-level jobs that I know of, i.e. retail, fast food, etc., those jobs didn't get replaced by, none of them have been replaced by technology. Sure, there's maybe some small, but you still got the same amount of people at a restaurant and whatnot. And the temporary foreign worker program, same thing. You go into any of these restaurants, any of these retail outlets, and you can clearly see that, you know, who's working there. So why are students coming in from other countries that are on student visas, you know, here to receive an education? Why are they able to now take those jobs?
Mm-hmm. Is there a, Tim, don't leave me yet. Is there, when it comes to technology, I'm not sure it's just technology replacing entry-level jobs, but it's technology. Actually, I'm going to use the radio station as an example. I worked in radio 35 years ago before my policing career, and the number of people that worked in the radio station was a lot different than today, because technology has allowed to reduce the number of jobs. It may not even be the entry-level jobs, but we have been able to, you know, through technology, find efficiencies and streamline some of those jobs. Is that a factor, Tim, do you think?
Well, the way they do the business, but the employee is still there. Like, you know, in a restaurant, you got the servers now bringing your payment option to the table, mm-hmm. maybe the way they order a food on an iPad. But a person would have to definitely give me an example of what jobs have been eliminated because of technology. Just making the statement of saying, well, some of those jobs have been replaced. All I'm asking for is for that person to give an example
right.
of a job that's been replaced by technology. Because I've got, like, I know enough young people, and I remember, and I'm kind of dating myself here, but I can remember time in Saskatoon not that long ago, less than 30 years ago, where you couldn't buy a job in this town in anything. Like, you couldn't get a part-time job. Even in the trades, you could not get a job. Not even 30 years ago, you couldn't buy a job in the trades in Saskatoon, let alone a part-time retail job.
Right.
And I say retail because that's typically where, but, you know, work ethic, okay, well, that can be debated, whatever, but You know, I think we have to have a good, a closer look at that and not just say, well, technology has replaced those jobs.
Yep.
Because all you're hearing now, Evan, is you're hearing, oh, you know, it's hard to find good help, hard to find good help. But if, then if that being said, why is the unemployment number so high? I don't know. Maybe it's a bunch of contributing factors, but I just don't see how technology has replaced those jobs.
I appreciate your comments, Tim. Thanks so much for taking the time. 1-877-332-8255. I'll grab another call. I got Tom in Regina on the topic of youth unemployment. Thoughts, experience on this topic, Tom?
My first thought is your caller lost me immediately when he blamed Trump and tariffs and COVID. Pretty much, if anybody, I'm out walking my dog, so I can't. But if you do a Google search, this guy's a bought and paid for card-carrying liberal.
Are you talking about my guest at 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Your youth.
Yeah.
Unemployment dues.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he just to frame it, Tom, he says here's a series of factors. He talked about tech, talked about geopolitics, talked about foreign workers, and talked about work ethic among kids. So he's saying what the reason, because I asked him, what's the reason? Why are we seeing youth unemployment so high? He's saying those are four factors playing into it.
And those are the first things he mentioned. I'm not saying that one of the other problems is the foreign worker program, but also our youth are coming into things thinking they should get paid a living wage, as things have been talked about enough. When we were young, you went to work, you got paid minimum wage, and yeah, you had to work twice as many hours to make the same as a person with any kind of experience or a proper wage, but that was just a given.
Mm-hmm.
Now, students, how many of them are paying for their own cell phone bill or for their own license plates on their vehicles? Not as many, so they're a little fussier.
Yeah,
that's where you get the dilemma where you've got employers saying we can't find workers and the youth unemployment number's up. But part of it's that foreign worker situation. And the other one is, come on, stop blaming COVID. And the whole tariff thing, give me a break. If you want to look at a government, you got to look at our own federal government.
Tom, I appreciate, not only do I appreciate you calling in, but I appreciate you calling in while you're out walking your dog and listening to us at the same time. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and finish up this segment. Lots of text still coming in on the topic of youth unemployment and what is driving it when we come back here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the program. We're chatting about youth unemployment rates, which are double the regular unemployment rate in Canada. What is causing that? Well, I had a guest on, and we've been talking with you about a variety of factors that could play into it. I had a texter or a caller, actually, I think it was Tim, that was challenging, like, is technology really one of the factors? Show me an example of how technology is taking jobs away from our youth. Got a text here from Blair in Regina saying, what about self-checkouts? Less people working in fast food or retail locations with a self-checkout, so it takes less people to run the store. Just an example that he gave there. 1-877-332-8255. A couple of, you know, getting it. I try not to create the war when we have this topic, so you can get into the, it's new Canadians or temporary foreign workers versus our youth, or you get into the generational battle. Kids nowadays, ... fill in the blank. There are many good, hardworking kids, says this texter, but many don't understand that they have to be productive to keep the job or they won't be there that long. And that brings up the issue with their phones. Tim with a text said, the kids don't work like we did is an old and tired line that goes way back to before when the boomers were youth, and the exact same thing was said about them. Today's kids are lazy and expect too much. It is proven that that tends to be a generational argument. When we are long gone and our grandchildren are talking about the young generation, they will complain that they don't work as hard. But I mean, there is a change. You can't deny that. There is a change in priorities of our youth, expectations of our youth, and the same could be said for those business owners who are looking to employ someone. We had a good example I think it was Craig that texted in and said there's a huge cost and time commitment to training. So if you're able to bring someone in who requires less training, basically can hit the job running, then it will be better for your bottom line, better for your business in the long run. Rob in Regina said, I work at an adult campus and I am worried. It's so hard for quality young adults to find any sort of job nowadays. Even my own son, who's got a 95 plus average, very responsible, applied to 100 jobs over 8 months and did not find one, not even a callback. This is common. We are hearing this from all different angles. Cameron in Regina in the trades, it's very difficult to justify hiring a young worker. It's become too competitive to be able to account for training when bidding on a job. So that's in line with the text that we had earlier on. Okay, we have definitely hit the wall on this topic. We've got some great stuff yet to come on the show, including AI maybe taking over some of those menial tasks in your house and how you can help make that happen more quickly. When we come back, you're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.